General Tommy Franks, the top Allied commander for the war with Iraq, said earlier today that some Marine units had entered the northern Iraq city of Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, and the last remaining outpost of the deposed Iraqi leader's regime. Franks said the Marines entered Tikrit without meeting resistance, but he did not say how far into the city the Marines had moved. Earlier today, 7 American POWs, 6 men and a woman, were found alive on a road north of Baghdad. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said on NBC's Meet the Press this morning that 2 of the troops had been wounded, but all were able to board a relief flight without assistance. NPR Steve Inskeep is with the Marines, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Leanne.
Tell us what you can about this rescue.
Well, the U.S. Marines and the U.S. Army had been looking for these prisoners ever since the very first of them were taken, which was in the first few days of the war, Leanne. They were, as they advanced across the country, looking in jailhouses, looking in prisons, looking in police stations, other possible places that they considered to be likely hiding places for prisoners of war. But they came up with no constructive leads until some Iraqis essentially brought the prisoners to them. The 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, Leanne, was moving northward from Baghdad toward the city of Tikrit, as you were talking about a moment ago. And as one of the Marine reconnaissance units was making that advance, they were stopping a moment to provide cover for another unit that was advancing. And some Iraqi soldiers approached them and surrendered. They said that their officers had abandoned them there in the defensive lines, and they wanted to give up. And not only that, they had some information for the Americans. They led the Marines to these 7 prisoners. We don't know yet exactly what kinds of conditions they were being held in, but we do know that the Marines recovered them, put them on a helicopter, and brought them back to the base where I am now, this gigantic military base south of Baghdad that is now the headquarters of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force.
Tell us more about what you know about these people.
They are believed to be, and excuse me, Leanne, they are believed to be prisoners from 2 different incidents, although we're still waiting for final confirmation on all of their identities. So I want to be a little bit cautious here. We may find out that one of them is not who we think that they were. But Marine officials, while offering that caution and saying that we should be careful here, say that they suspect that these prisoners came from a couple of different incidents. The first was that incident in the first few days of the war. A U.S. Army resupply convoy was raided by Iraqi forces. A number of Americans were killed. 5 prisoners were taken and later showed up on Iraqi TV, and the footage was replayed on Al Jazeera, which was something that was denounced by very many American officials. The other incident that drew the attention of American officials was the downing of an Apache helicopter. It appeared perhaps to have crash-landed outside of Baghdad. And there were television pictures involved there as well that showed the helicopter in not terrible shape, and 2 military helmets lying on the ground near the helicopter, which led to the presumption that those 2 also might have been taken prisoner or perhaps had gotten away. The U.S. finally classified them as prisoners of war. Now, you have here 6 men and 1 woman, so the numbers match up, although and some of the families of these people have already been formally notified. We're waiting for formal notification of the rest.
And briefly, it was reported that all were able to board this flight without a assistance. How did they look?
Yeah, when a number of reporters were allowed to watch as they got off a helicopter here at this Marine base. They were taken across to an ambulance, which took them in turn to a plane to take them elsewhere. And a number of them were able to run off the chopper. Several of them were in great shape. A couple of them were wearing pajamas, others in clean clothes, carrying bottles of water, smiling, cheering, hugging people. Looked like they were quite healthy enough. They only perhaps needed a good shave. A couple of them were injured, though, and the one woman, the one female prisoner, appeared also to have something of a limp.
NPR Steve Inskeep with the U.S. Marines on the road from Baghdad to Tikrit. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Leanne.